From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The text for the current message is verse 31. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. God's mercy to Rahab demonstrates the truth that God delights in saving sinners, notwithstanding the necessity of judging sin. As wicked a sinner as Rahab was, when she believed what she heard about the God of Israel, her life was spared and her soul was saved. Rahab's salvation points to the infinity of God's mercy, the infinite power of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit to change the most wicked heart. The sign that she and her family would be spared was the scarlet cord hung in her window. So every repentant sinner is saved by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was Rahab delivered from the destruction of Jericho, but she was brought into the nation of Israel and became an ancestor of Christ. What a privilege it is to be adopted into the family of God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message entitled, Saved from Wrath by Faith. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Exodus chapter 8 and verse 28. Only ye shall not go very far away. This is a crafty word from the lip of the arch-tyrant Pharaoh. If the poor bondaged Israelites must needs go out of Egypt, then he bargains with them that it shall not be very far away, not too far for them to escape the terror of his arms and the observation of his spies. After the same fashion, the world loves not the nonconformity of nonconformity, or the dissidence of dissent. It would have us to be more charitable, and not carry matters with too severe a hand. Death to the world and burial with Christ are experiences which carnal minds treat with ridicule, and hence the ordinance which sets them forth is almost universally neglected, and even condemned. Worldly wisdom recommends the path of compromise, and talks of moderation. According to this carnal policy, purity is admitted to be very desirable, but we are warned against being too precise. Truth is, of course, to be followed, but error is not to be severely denounced. Yes, says the world, be spiritually minded by all means, but do not deny yourself a little gay society, an occasional ball, and a Christmas visit to the theater. What's the good of crying down a thing when it is so fashionable and everybody does it? Multitudes of professors yield to this cunning advice to their own eternal ruin. If we would follow the Lord wholly, we must go right away into the wilderness of separation and leave the Egypt of the carnal world behind us. We must leave its maxims, its pleasures, and its religion too, and go far away to the place where the Lord calls His sanctified ones. When the town is on fire, our house cannot be too far from the flames. When the plague is abroad, a man cannot be too far from its haunts. The further from a viper, the better, and the further from worldly conformity, the better. To all true believers, let the trumpet call be sounded. Come ye out from among them. Be ye separate.
I'm gonna leave.
So long, so long, so long. than a love song. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna love song. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
Oh, anywhere, Lord, anytime. Oh,
from time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
can tell the length and breadth and depth and height of the merit of Jesus Christ. You can't do it. It's infinite merit. Then the covenant of grace exempts no sin except the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. You can go to the drunk, you can go to the drug addict, you can go to the pervert, you can go to the immoral person, you can go to the liar, you can go to the thief, you can go to the Pharisee, you can go to the down and out, you can go to the up and out, to the rich and the poor, the black and the white. You can go wherever you can possibly reach in this world with the utmost assurance that God's grace can reach the deepest dyed sinner. And then, of course, the power of the Holy Ghost can change and sanctify the vilest heart. I love the way it was put. He can change a dunghill into a bed of spices. Let God's people grip that. But if you're in this meeting this morning and you're not saved, whether you think yourself a Rahab or whether you think yourself a better than Rahab, let me tell you, without Christ, you're a sinner. Without Christ, you're under condemnation. Without Christ, you're sitting in a world that's about to be visited with the awful, unspeakable anger of a holy God. I want to tell you, my friend, you can be saved. Whoever you are, whatever you are, whatever your past, whatever your present, whatever the internal filth, whatever the external filth, you can be saved. Rahab the harlot saved. Very quickly, let me remark that Rahab was saved by faith. Now, that's the whole force of our text. She was saved by faith. When you turn back to our Bible reading, you find that there's a wonderful speech that Rahab made to these two spies. I'm amazed at the light that God gave this woman. Remember, she was a citizen of Jericho. She was a heathen. She was a harlot. But yet from verse 9 she says, I know that the Lord has given you the land. She says, your terror has fallen upon us. We have heard what the Lord did for you. And then verse 11, the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. And then she begins to plead for her life and for the life of her family. Do you notice what her faith was based on? It was based on the news of the Lord's work and the Lord's word. Those are the things that faith always takes its stand on. She heard, that's God's word. She heard what God had done, that's his work. Men and women, faith is not, as I've pointed out, as we have gone through Hebrews 11, faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is not hoping something that you've no evidence for. Faith is not just saying, well, I'm really trusting things are going to turn out all right, but I have an awful fear that they're going to turn out all wrong. That's not faith. Faith hears the word. Faith stands on that word, and faith trusts the work of the God whose word it receives. Well, you notice that her faith brought an end to her rebellion. She was no longer a citizen of Jericho. Faith put an end to all human devices to escape the wrath of God. As I'll point out to you, the men of Jericho had their own answer how to escape the wrath of God. This was a woman who had faith. And she was saying, away with human devices. There are people across America this morning, and they put a brave face on it. They're sitting in our church pews. There are maybe some of them right in these pews this morning. And you have your human devices as to how you are going to escape the wrath of God. You have the ancient Jewish notion of the balances and your good works on one side, and your bad works on the other, and you hope your good works outweigh the bad, and God will be satisfied. Don't you believe it? You have no good works. There's nothing on that side of the balance at all. There is none good, no, not one. There is none that doeth good. There is none that seeketh after God. That's what the Holy Ghost says. There are others, and they're hiding behind vain philosophies. I read of some fool, and I use that word. Some people don't like preachers to use what they think is harsh language. Well, I believe calling a spade and being honest with God. A fool and a liar of a so-called Christian theologian who very recently said, in answer to some statement by another preacher about the wrath of God falling on sin, and especially in plagues that fall on immorality, he said that people today no longer believe in a God who visits wrath on one person or one segment of the population, or indeed on people at all. Sounds good. A very loving character. No, no. He's not a very loving character. He's just giving you a device of man to escape the wrath of God. And the way he does it is say, it doesn't exist. But faith will say no to human devices. Faith, as it did in the case of Rahab, will lead you to plead for mercy. Faith, as in the case of Rahab, will be expressed in that scarlet-red token. She hung that rope through the window, a token in blood-red of the covenant into which she had entered with the God of Israel, that she would be delivered. Thank God, there is a token that God has said, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Faith always trusts in the blood of Jesus Christ. Faith begat a positive choice in Rahab to throw in her lot with God and his people. Faith led her to the greatest decision of her life. Faith yielded a choice. Now you don't tell me you have faith in Christ if your choice is still thrown among the people of the world. Don't tell me, and don't fool yourself, that you have faith in Christ if your decision is still with the King of Jericho. If your decision is still with the filth of this world and its system. No, my friend, faith, trust in Christ, always goes with a true and honest decision for Christ. I'm coming out on the side of Christ. With Joshua, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. With Moses refusing to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, I take my stand with God and his people. That's the activity of faith. Faith produces good works. She received the spies with peace. Good works. Always the result of faith. You're not saved because of the good works you do, but let me tell you, you'll not be saved without them. You're not saved because of the good works. But if you have faith, you will do good works. We live in a day when people make what they think is a decision for Christ. Sometimes they can't even remember making that decision. But fathers and mothers and pastors and Sunday school teachers tell them, oh, I remember when you were 4 years old, you made that decision. You're saved okay. And they're taking great confidence out of this decision of which they know very little. And there's not a mark of grace about their lives, and there's not a mark of holiness, and there's not a mark of respect and regard for Christ or separation unto him. I want to tell you, my friend, you're on very dangerous ground there. Faith begets good works. By grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Listen, Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are his workmanship. When a person is saved, there is a new creation from the hand of God. And here we go on to read, you're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. With a view to good works. With the purpose of producing good works. And I tell you, if there is no evidence of a change of heart and mind and life and practice, then there's no evidence of faith. Faith produces good works. And then, thank God, faith in her case and in ours. It was fully vindicated, and it will be. Rahab didn't perish in Jericho. She lived. Her faith was vindicated. Now that was great. That's what Rahab expected from God. But she got a whole lot more. When you come to Christ for salvation, you expect on the basis of his word to have your sins forgiven. You expect to be saved from hell. You expect to be delivered from wrath. And you get that. But my friend, that's just the beginning. You get a lot more. Rahab was not only saved out of Jericho. She was not turned out loose into the wilderness. She was brought into Israel. To the people of God. Not only so. She was not only brought into Israel. But her past was so completely obliterated and her morals were so completely purified that she was made a mother in Israel. She married and became a mother in Israel. Watch it very carefully. The height and the depth and the inscrutability of the purpose of God. Matthew chapter 1. That converted harlot was given a place in the direct lineage of Jesus Christ. How good, how merciful is our God. Faith was fully vindicated. You trust Christ to save you from hell, and he'll save you from hell. But my friend, he'll do far better than that. He'll give you right now a life among the Israel of God. He'll give you a life in fellowship with him around the power of his blood and through the ministry of his spirit. You trust Christ to save you from hell and he'll make this world a different place for you. But far better than that, he'll bring you to the heights of glory and you, a vile wretch and sinner, will find yourself in the closest possible association, yea, union with the Son of God, so that your name and his will be forever linked together.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.